Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, July 19th, and this is episode 1572 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And today, and probably next week, we're going to be covering everything that happened and what everyone else is covering, but we got to do it. What happened at D23 Expo. We were not there, but it didn't really matter. Come on, Matt. Matt Lott's walking in. He's giving us some water. Matt, what'd you think about the Expo? Were you there?
I was there. No.
He was not there. None of us were there. And here's the thing. Really, you don't have to be there. It's what we've learned. Because I watched the panel live for Parks because someone was periscoping. I think Inside the Magic, or one of those, was periscoping it. So I watched that whole presentation. A lot of confirmations, a few surprises. We're going to split it in half. Terry's got the list in front of him. And also, we're broadcasting to everyone who's on our Patreon group.
Woo-hoo!
So if you're watching on Patreon, feel free to put your comments in. If you want to be a part of that, you can go to patreon.com/WDW today and subscribe. Usually we do. We already did an exclusive show for them. Now they're going to sit in and listen to our first half of our D23 coverage.
So you want me to drive the bus on the topics as we – do you want to go in an order? Or do you want to stay we're just going to go.
Well, there's 22 things.
I've got 20.
So let's split that up. So we'll do 11 this week and 11 next week.
Yeah.
All right. And let's try to keep this at about a half an hour, boys. Let's see what we can do. All right, I'm going to start the timer here. All right, let's see where we go. Terry, what's the is this an order of announcement?
This is an order of announcement, or an order of it initially getting mentioned the first time in the dialogue. Because some of those things they kind of tease and then came back to it. So one of the things before we even get into it, the first thing I'm going to throw out there is my opinion is they announce a lot of stuff. But they also cracked the door for double the information. They intentionally said some very vague things. They made it very clear that more changes are on the way. And this is Disneyland, cruise. This is everything they announced in the parks panel.
Parks and resorts.
So the first thing they announced was Star Wars Land, and it has a name.
Yes, and before this, I had to say, Will didn't watch much of this coverage.
No.
So this is the first time you're hearing a lot of this.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. You knew this one, though. Like we
I did,
it.
And I got mad about it.
Is it leaked the day before?
Right.
It is. What is the official name? Galaxy's
Star
Edge.
Wars Galaxy's Edge.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Look, we got like a whole slideshow.
I'm probably going to be the contrarian, pretty angry this show. The few things I do know I don't like, and so I'm just going to be grumpy.
So Galaxy's Edge, you're not a fan of that name?
I think it's stupid.
Why?
Because that doesn't sound like a theme park land. That sounds like a young adult fiction novel. Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge. It's like, just call it Star Wars Land, to be honest with you.
I mean, everyone's going to call it that anyway.
Right. So why have a dumb name no one likes?
They call it Cars Land.
Exactly. I think Galaxy's Edge is ridiculous. And here's my prediction. By the time it opens, it won't be called that.
Well, that happened with Pandora, because Pandora's what? Is it Pandora, the world of Avatar?
Yeah.
At least that's like...
descriptive.
Right. It's saying, here's what the planet was called. See, I thought we were going to get, honestly, I thought we were going to get what this planet thing is called.
Yeah, like if it were Tatooine or something like that.
They said this is a unique planet, unique location just for the parks.
Which is also kind of dumb.
Not a huge fan of that idea either. I get it, but I'm not a huge fan of it. But I get it. Because, like, you look at Harry Potter and go, yeah, what's the best part about that? You get to, you know,
it's called the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
You get to go inside of the movies. But beyond that, it looks very cool. I don't hate the title. I don't dislike it. I don't love it. I'm kind of mixed on it.
So they announced several things about it. The first thing they announced is it'll be opening in 2019.
We'll see about that.
I think so. I mean, they're already pretty hard to
at different times, and the Disneyland will open first.
That is a big bummer. That one I hate. I don't understand it. I understand it from maybe an attendance point of view, but I just don't.
I think the land will actually have some more room, maybe not. I feel like they have more dedicated space, obviously, at Hollywood Studios compared to...
Right, but then I also feel like they also have a lot more space in general, Walt Disney World. Why are we getting it second?
I think they're doing it at Disneyland to be able to work bugs out first.
Maybe, but it's so much more crowded of a park in general when you go to Disneyland. I'm going there next week. I mean, I'll be enjoying it, but that was a bummer.
I think we send the grease.
I mean, I want
to
get
try out the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge first.
Well, that's sort of the problem too. Is like everything will be revealed way before it gets to Orlando. So that's kind of like a yes. Maybe that will quote some of the lines. Doubt it, but maybe that will a little bit. But in general, I look at it and go, yeah, I would have rather. I would obviously I'm a Disney World fan first, just because of location wise, and I'm pretty surprised at this. And I think Universal said the same thing is going to happen for Nintendo Land. It's going to go Japan, California, Orlando.
That's a very good name for that place, too.
It's called Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, pretty good. Like that. Specifically, you can play Return of the Jedi. You can play Robin
Disneyland
Hood, Prince
had
of
a
Thieves.
Huge jump start on construction. Either way, I mean, they didn't have to. It's just,
unions are crazier out there in California, though. You got to get the jump start to be able to deliver by the same time. That's my two cents. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
I don't know. I'm sure there is a complete reason why. You may be right. They're trying to get the bugs out. But I don't know. That one was a... There's like two or three bummers in this one, I feel like. Everything I loved, but like there's two things. Like, that was one of them for me.
Yeah. So they announced there'll be two rides. I think there'll be other...
And a lot of this we knew. That's the thing.
But they did give a little more information on the non-Millennium Falcon ride.
Yeah.
Because you could see in the Star Wars area.
The exhibit of the expo.
Yeah, they have the ride vehicle, which sort of looks like the ride vehicle for Spider-Man and Transformers.
That meets Star Tours, what it looks like.
Yeah, because it looks like it's like eight seats. Mm-hmm. Two rows of four. And I guess you open up a bay door and you enter a battle of the First Order.
Yeah. And so, I think it's going to have reminiscent points of like, I'm sure there'll be screens involved and animatronics and a good mix of stuff. I'm more excited for, even though it's the dream to fly the Millennium Falcon. I'm more excited for that ride because I feel like I understand flying the Millennium Falcon, what that ride will be. I could be totally wrong. But from the imagery, it looks just like a simulator attraction. Could be a Mission Space style. Could be more of a Star Tours. Doesn't look like groundbreaking technology.
I think it will be the Ratatouille ride vehicle in Star Wars Land. So you have
the Millennium Falcon?
No, for the First Order.
Yeah, because Millennium Falcon's just like a simulator.
Yeah.
You're looking at a screen.
I am excited about both those rides. I think they're going to be good. But I just want everyone to hear that Logan just said, I feel like I've got a pretty good handle on what it is to fly the Millennium Falcon.
I meant on what the ride
is. I know. I just love the out of context. It's like, that guy thinks he can fly a non-existent spaceship.
I'm a pretty good pilot myself.
He used to kill wombats and wombats.
Who's going to fly it, kid? You?
It wasn't what were those things?
Womp rats.
Womp rats. I called them wombats. Womp rats in my T-16 back home.
So the statement they
Small
kept saying over and over and over again is your choices matter.
Yes.
Clearly not, because my choice would be that you don't name it something dumb.
All right. This is where my mind starts going, I just don't. It doesn't click to me how this works on a mass scale yet. You're saying for the rides?
Or just in general.
Right, like, this is where I go, how are they going to do this for everyone when you know, unless they are really crowd controlling this thing, which I don't see happening.
I feel like there are people.
I hope so.
Sounds awesome. Like people are already going to start camping out for this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I kind of mean. It's like, I get more from the hotel, we'll get to that, because it's a controlled environment. But when it's a middle of a theme park, not just, if it's its own theme park, I could be like, okay, I could see it. But being the fact that you're like going to be like, all right, we're going to Rock and Roller Coaster. We'll see you over there later on at Galaxy's Edge. Something probably no one will ever say.
Yeah.
It gets a little hairy to me. You know, but I'm not a... if it works, it's awesome. But your choices matter because you're essentially portraying a character within the universe.
Right. And I think they said it a lot in context of the Millennium Falcon ride as well, that the different people... And we've seen like...
Mission Space,
but... Everyone can like not do anything on Mission Space,
and you'll be fine.
And your experience is the same. The other really track. Like random, and we've sort of joked about this before, about like a bartender character. So Rex, the robot pilot from the original Star Tours ride, is the DJ at the Cantina.
Yeah.
Just a little. Although like, you've seen images of the Cantina Band's instruments, you know they're coming.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Sunny Eclipse.
Yeah.
It's Rex.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. I don't mind. Star Wars has humor, so I think we need to invoke that. That's fine with me. All right.
So that's so the...
We can check those off of the we already knew this was coming. And now they just kind of reconfirmed things. We knew there'd be two rides. We knew it'd be the Battle of First Order. We knew it'd be the Millennium Falcon ride. Both don't have names yet, right? Or do they?
I'm sure they're going to just be called the Millennium Falcon ride. Well, maybe not.
No, because there's like Flight of the Passage. You know, it won't be that. They'll have.
Clearly, they're not into the just generic Star Wars land, Millennium Falcon ride, Samsung Galaxy Edge.
That would be fantastic if Samsung did sponsor this land.
Might as well.
All right. What's next?
So this is the one that could end up in like weeping and gnashing and teeth and fights and... This is where you may see Logan's wrestling roots come out on the show.
My roots.
So, your roots.
I grew up, my grandmother was married to a wrestler. They were not blood related, but you know, somewhat. I still have some roots in
it. Did you find that out in your, you didn't do D23.
It doesn't tell you professions when you get your DNA tested.
D23 and me, I did not, I did not find that out.
So the next announcement. I've heard people either love or hate this announcement. There's no middle ground in this announcement. They announced Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway to replace the Great Movie Ride.
Yes. I hate this one.
Yeah, this is where this is another one I knew got me real fired up, angry, said I'm done with Disney forever.
And then you're not like everybody else. Here's
how do you know?
I don't.
Are you certain?
Here's what I hate about it. And I'll tell you what I love about it. I love the idea of a Mickey attraction. I hate the idea of Great Movie Ride going away. But when they originally kind of, the teaser leak was it was the Great Mickey Ride. We're going to travel through, you know, start with Steamboat Willie and playing crazy and move our way through the history of Mickey Mouse. Love that idea.
Because then I would have been
all in on that idea and say, I get it. The Great Movie Ride, you know, it's where I had my wedding reception. So I have very like strong ties to it. I hate to see it go. But if it was going to go, I'd be like, okay, at least we're getting, like you said, like a re-theme.
And see, that's what I honestly thought we were getting because there was a rumor, of course, about One Man's Dream. And I was like, daggone it. And there was a whole story built up that somebody was like, confirmed that we were getting that ride that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that the lobby was basically going to, the queue to that ride was going to become Disney History and One Man's Dream.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
And that still would be the queue.
Fast pass that every time.
Because the concept is more traditional ride. It's you're on like a, you're inside one of the, here's also my problem. The Mickey Mouse shorts, the new ones, they're not my thing. I don't like the style of them.
Bad cut.
What?
My Mickey Mouse shorts that I got at the Disney store.
Mickey Mouse chubbies.
I don't, ride up.
I'm not a big fan of that style. I think that they're well done, but they just don't click with me like they have with a lot of people. So that style being the Mickey ride we're getting is not something I'm thrilled about. Now, I'd say it could be awesome. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. But it kind of is the death nail on Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Well, this leaves one opening day attraction.
Which is what?
Which is Indiana Jones show.
Okay.
That's the only opening day attraction left. Now.
Even that, though, like it kind of just kills the total. The theme is gone. And you have to say that, okay, so the idea of it being a studios in general is dead.
The theme is gone.
And that's a bummer to me because it did mean something, I think, to a lot of people. And when I look at this one, also what I hate about it is the Great Movie Ride. I don't like when Disney does this, which is you have an attraction that has been there for 28 years, whatever it is, 23 years, no more than that, 27, 28 years. And then you go, we're closing it in 2 weeks.
And that's a huge beef for me.
I hate
because
that. They do that all the time.
Most people, the majority of families that are Disney fans have an annual Disney trip planned. That's a normal thing. Or they might go every other year and they would adjust it based on something like this. And I think where Disney is sort of, I get it. Walt said, this will never always be changing.
It's never finished, yeah.
It's never finished. But I think, and it's why I've always liked Universal less, is because it doesn't give you the chance to honor and to remember and to go, hey, let's ride that one last time. And they did it with Wishes. They gave us a chance.
Yeah, they did a huge build-up to it.
They did a huge build-up. We were able to, I was able to plan a trip to go because I've had huge memories from my wife and I, and we were able to make it a thing. And so, the first person I thought of as I'm watching this, I'm like, someone should go check on Logan right now.
Yeah, and it is
because it's
really a part of our history.
It's part of your history. It's part of your family. So, you're literally invested in this ride because you did your
I'm bummed at this one. And here's the thing is that let's take my personal side about it. I just don't like this concept for an attraction. I don't get it. I don't like the idea. I don't like these short movies, so it doesn't appeal to me. I love Mickey Mouse. I'll do it. Look, I'm never going to be the person that won't do it. I will do it. But it's just not appealing to me. It would have been appealing to me, the concept that we talked about. But this one just doesn't do it for me.
That's where I will not do the Frozen Ever After, which I actually liked Maelstrom better than the Great Movie Ride.
Right.
But I feel like at least I understood the replacement with Frozen and one of the biggest movies of all time. Choosing to replace this ride at this time with this concept of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's strange.
I may never do this one.
And also, what you bring back to that's a huge point, which is they were giving out Fast Passes, a Great Movie Ride, to people beyond this, and they all got rechanged to Muppet Vision. That happened over the last, there were friends of mine who had it booked for the 16th of August, and they had it switched.
So if your Fast Pass gets changed from Great Movie Ride to Muppet Vision, you're not happy.
Yeah, we're seeing the line shoot up now at Great Movie Ride. I think it was over an hour yesterday to wait in line for it. When you look at that, though, you also tell you the fact that why, this is my big question, unless you just want a big grand reveal, and it makes sense, you're trying to get people away from Star Wars Land, but Hollywood Studios is already suffering. So now you're talking about a park with so few attractions. I mean, you're only going there. I mean, we can, on one hand, you could do the Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Star Tours. What else am I missing here?
Mania.
Toy Story Mania. Those are your four real attractions.
And then there's you're forced to go there 2 days.
Star Tours.
If you want to do, they have that split Fast Pass situation there. So you can't get a Fast Pass for Mania and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, or Tower, I think,
Now, Tower's...
Is it on the third string?
It's in the main loop. I mean, there's only it's going to get to the point where there's hey, as soon as you put in Hollywood Studios, there's three rides to ride and that's it.
Yeah. And that's interesting. And I'll still probably go there because of Disney Junior for my little kids. I'll still probably go there for Star Tours and Star Wars stuff. But it is an interesting thing to be let's already take our very limited amount of attractions and immediately pull it. Not hey, let's pull it halfway to Star Wars Land. No, let's pull it what? Now they're saying next year the Mickey ride will open.
Right. It's still going to be a year with an empty space.
Yeah.
So did they ever address that they're obviously keeping the theater.
They never addressed it. So I don't know. It's not the icon.
They're going to put
Tower is technically
Mickey's
the icon.
Face on the right front, now. But it's going to be the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse 3D rendering.
Okay,
awful.
I'd be okay
Disney
with that kind of Mickey Mouse.
No.
Instead, they said it's 2.5D. It's which I assume means projection.
So let me
2.5D.
I'll go through and sing 3D the other things. Glasses, the other things they announced. They kept saying that it's a masterpiece.
Of course.
Disney fans are going to like this. It's a positive thing. It's got more hidden Mickeys than any other attraction. So true.
It also has non-hidden Mickeys.
Lots of just Mickeys.
Because Mickey's there. But if you count that, that's a hidden Mickey. Why? The ears and no, that's just Mickey. Mickey.
There's Minnie. She's kind of a hidden Mickey.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
Anyways.
Maybe we should move past this.
They're saying
one.
It's got a new song like Small World, Pirates, Haunted Mansion. No 3D glasses, 2.5D. And the train is conducted by Goofy. And they kind of are going for this
sounds
sort
scary.
Of.
Scary.
They're sort of going with the same, your choices matter. Because it happens inside your own cartoon short. So is there multiple...
No, I think that just means the story is you're now inside of an... I think that's where they may tie in some of the history stuff still in the queue. It'd be now it's time for you to be in the Mickey's next adventure.
Because you watch, I think in the same place, you watch a short before you get on it.
Yeah, so theoretically, this could be just a retheming. I just think the attraction would have been better if it would respect the history. Let's move on before I just go crazy.
Alien pops down Mickey's face.
It's got to be something like that.
What's the alien's name again?
Xenomorph. Xenomorph? Yeah. Xenomorph, yeah.
So
my wife got mad that my 4-year-old knew that.
So the third thing
true
that
story.
Happened in the it
I
was,
said Riker, what's a xenomorph? She goes, an alien, and I was like, oh no.
They did a tribute to Extinct Attractions, and one of the things that I thought was really interesting is they made a whole big deal that there was this place where all the old attractions lived, and it almost felt like, because we talked about it on the show before, that they were setting up the idea of
like a VR thing,
and I feel like that may be what's coming to Future World as a look at the past, because they gave. I feel like they put that thought in my head on purpose.
Yeah.
They did it cool. They had wishes.
He has a thought.
We're running out of time.
In Terry's head.
So,
what else we got?
Bob Chipek. He said he went on to more Epcot and said that even before anything ever was announced at Epcot, he said just a glimpse that there's even more to come and that there are two. He kept saying. They really doubled down on this phrase because it seems like there's like they keep saying these, you know, your choices matter and
yeah,
it's a masterpiece. So
this is what they've been saying all along for the characters too, which never has happened.
Their sort of thought process is the real becomes fantastic and the fantastic becomes real.
Which is the idea of, sorry if you liked the concept of Epcot.
That's the circle of life.
It's no longer Epcot because now we're saying the real is fiction because the whole concept, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you don't have to go through it again.
That means that they're going to take all the World Showcase and turn it into movie franchise.
Yeah, it's
pavilions.
Saying that in the future world or not future, yeah, that those things don't have to, it can be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which is why there's not going to be another country, and I stand by that. Because of statements like that, they're not going to be like, oh, by the way, we're turning each of these into a glimpse of our movie. They're not going to do like the Hawaii pavilion or, you know, and then do.
That's the first country you could come up with.
That's not a country. I know. I'm just saying, like, we're not going to do Polynesian islands and do Moana. Like, they're just going to do something that's Moana themed and they're going to more go towards that. I don't think that there's going to be another country.
We'll see.
The only thing
anything announced.
They did say the future world would get a complete redesign. We have to save some for later. And then he kept hinting at the fact, remember, it's the 35th of Epcot on October 1st this year. Remember? So I would expect on the 35th, which is the 1st of October, that you will see and hear about the next level of things coming to.
That's when they're doing a controlled implosion of the Spaceship Earth.
I kind of like to see that.
I mean, it would be cool.
I love Spaceship. I don't want to see the ride go.
If that happened, it creates a black hole and it sucks the entire Earth inside of it. It's over.
And I thought we'd get sinkholes in the world.
I thought we may have gotten a new announcement. We didn't get any announcement on Spaceship Earth. I thought they'd be doing some sort of.
I think they're going to do an Epcot centric standalone. They'll probably announce some kind of destination Epcot. Something where they have a reason to talk about it around the anniversary.
All right. So what did they actually announce?
They actually announced for Epcot that Ratatouille, surprise, surprise, was coming to France.
Yes. But you've done the ride.
I've done the ride to an entirely new area.
And what's your thoughts?
Thoughts on that ride is it's currently my favorite Walt Disney attraction around the world.
Did they get a ton? I mean, I'm excited to do it. That's one that I think fits, makes sense. I don't mind the IPs in World Showcase. And I think that one makes total sense. I also love that movie. Did they say a date? Anything on that?
Everything they kept promising was by the
anniversary.
By the 50th. So that's 4 years away.
Yeah. And that's
Universal will purchase and acquire another IP and have it open before.
Everyone's expecting a big announcement.
Probably by the
time you're hearing this, there's been a big Universal.
Because Universal is also Comcast. What's actually going to happen is that Comcast is going to purchase the Walt Disney Company. It's going to be a merger, and Universal Studios will have Walt Disney World Land.
I would not be shocked if they eventually did that.
That'd be incredible.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'd be wrong, but by the time you're hearing this, Universal has made a giant announcement as well. Just from the things I know.
Halloween Horror World.
I don't think we'll begin. I would love it, but no. I think that's going to be really details on Mario and details on maybe another gate, so we'll see.
Cool.
Wow.
Continue.
Another gate would be like make all of these announcements seem really tiny quickly.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's some pretty cool ones. So all right, okay. We're about to run out of time.
I know you guys have been waiting for this. There's a new Circle Vision movie coming to the China Pavilion.
And it's
seamless.
By the way,
digital like Soarin'.
Oh, so they're going to ruin the circle vision.
So the circle vision will now bend.
Yeah. Cool. I mean.
Yeah, let's freshen it up. Yeah. Oh, I like the China Pavilion.
I got no problem with it. I like this is a good one, but not
tipsy
like.
Tipsy Ducks and Luffs, sneak it in because you're not supposed to have it in there.
Has anyone seen the circle vision in China in the last 10 years? Anyone?
Will and I went in and left midway through.
Matt, have you? Matt, who's running the board
today?
No,
I thought we did the whole thing.
Did we?
Yeah, we waited the whole.
It's
I love
a little blurry.
It. It's beautiful.
Little blurry. Bye.
So fantastic. There, no, everything. Logan, that was because we were drinking around the world.
That's why it was blurry.
It was
no,
blurry. You were
no,
four
I'm
in.
Saying it was a little blurry.
You had circle vision.
Yes. I like this one. I'll probably do it at some point. Like, cool. Like, I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad there's an update. Unlike the Great Movie Ride, you could have kept that thing fresh and kept it alive. But still, I like this one. This computer finally just got fixed. All right.
How are we doing on time? We're still in lots of Epcot coming.
We got 5 minutes before we hit the half hour mark.
Okay. So
let's rock through some.
So the next thing.
What number are we on the list here?
Seven is what
all
we're
right,
doing
right
now.
Let's try to get to 11.
Seven is e-ticket attraction for Guardians of the Galaxy. They didn't actually say it, but the picture was at Universe of Energy.
Yeah, and they said it in the press release that came afterwards. Universe Energy also closes August 13th.
I did like the little tie-in. That they gave a hint to that Peter Quill had visited Epcot as a kid, and that's part of like the.
I absolutely love it. I think this is a great way to make Disney fans cool with it. If you actually are building a unique story, unlike what they did in California, like it's not just that redone. I think it's awesome. And if it is that he visited there in the 80s and comes back, and we get like a weird glimpse and then some inside jokes on 80s Epcot, I think you're gonna make a lot of people happy, and it's gonna make a lot of the Epcot purists. More okay with this concept. Guardians is my favorite.
We'll see about that.
Guardians is my favorite Marvel film. So though I understand people's complaints with it being there, it doesn't bother me. I am wondering, like, why not though? And I defer to my buddy Bart Scott and you, Terry, of you still have an abandoned pavilion. Yeah. That you didn't announce anything about. Why not put it there?
Like, actually,
it's still in the concept art.
One and a half. You have the abandoned pavilion, and then
and
you
the
have
Odyssey.
The Odyssey.
Yeah.
So,
like the World of Motion, whatever it is now, what's it called? What was the
Body Wars, pavilion.
Whatever that was called. I'm drawing a blank. Someone in comments put it. It had the DNA spiral up front. That is like in the concept art for the new Epcot. You can still see it there—a gold rotting dome that you only get to go in during Flower and Garden. And maybe that's why. Maybe it's enough profitable real estate for them during Flower and Garden and those type. Now that there's those things pretty much continually. That it's worth being like their expo center, but God, give it some love then. Like, let's
or just tear it down and actually build a proper facility
like
where they're actually
expo
using
center,
it.
Yeah,
because there's literally they're only using a third maybe of that pavilion that's available. Because although that most of that is where the ride vehicles were, yeah. And there's so much more. I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't. But I
wonders
I do,
of life, the Wonders of Life Pavilion, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So number eight, and I think you're gonna like this.
Oh, wait a second, Will. What'd you think of the Guardians ride? We've talked about it before.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I just say ditto to everything you said. I'm fine with it. Yeah. But yeah, it's good that they're bringing something
they're
else cool.
They're building a story into it, too.
Right, yeah, fine with it.
I am...
Also, I expected it. So
I am kind of sad that I've lost a great place to nap and air conditioning in Epcot. So
I have not been to that attraction in
so I'm glad I'm a DVC member and can go over to the lounge and take a nap with some free soft drinks because I've definitely
free
been...
Free drinks...
I've definitely been on the, I never made it all the way through Ellen's Adventure Awake. So, Mission Space.
I take that back. You're wrong. Because you watched the whole dang thing during the show that one time.
All right.
But see, I did stay awake. So,
who's to say? We weren't paying attention to your sleep habits at the time.
So, Mission Space, it's been down. It's getting an update. Both sides are getting an update. They've updated the Orange Mission. They intentionally mentioned ILM, Industrial Light and Magic, Lucasfilm's folks.
Cleaned it up.
Have cleaned
this
it up.
This is going to be the flying the Millennium Falcon.
Which I'd be fine with. And then the Green Mission looks really cool now.
Yeah,
because
I love
it's
this.
Kind of been pointless. But they basically called it soaring around the Earth. And you're basically going to be able to orbit like you're on a satellite in orbit of Earth and be able to see Earth from space.
As the opposite problem of the curving thing that the Earth just
you're
looks
a flat.
Earth,
flat Earther.
Yeah. And then people are going to be like, see, Disney knows. They produced the moon landing and now they're telling the truth.
Or they're creating the fictional lie again, which is
False narrative, flat earth theory.
Yeah. I love this one. I'm not a Mission Space fan. I think it's disturbing and makes me sick every time I've ever done it.
Isn't it odd that I forget it's at Epcot?
No, because we never do it.
Because I don't do it, yeah.
The green side I've never done. And because the ride, when it's amazing, is still not worth it to me. You've never done the ride ever. You know, Matt Lott, never done it. He's like a DVC member, never done it. That is the Splash Mountain of Terry Weaver. what I like, though, about this, though, is they specifically said this is going to be for all ages. We're aiming this towards kids. Something that I have been a big proponent of this Remember Disney, as much as you guys want to be in the fan community, was like, it's for everyone. It is for everyone. There still is an element that needs to be for kids, and I like that they've made finally something in that attraction that's appealing to the younger audience, and I'm a fan. I like this one. This one's kind of gotten swept under the rug. Not a lot of people talking about it. Did they, again, any timeline for that thing? I don't think so.
When it comes back up.
Oh, which is soon.
Soon, yeah.
I forgot it was down because I don't ride it. All right.
So, Matt, next time you're there, I want to go to, I'll invade your family trip. Ooh. You and I can make a loop around the world, and then I'll take you on the orange Mission Space.
Not happening.
Oh, I don't know. Will it take two loops then, and that'll get you on?
I think he's more just saying you're not allowed to go vacation with his family.
Yeah. Who invites themselves to a family vacation?
Terry Weaver does.
I will say, though, now I'm interested in doing that. That sounds way more fun.
All right. So where are we at?
We're on number 9, and this one's closely tied.
We're running out of time.
The Mission Space-themed table service.
That looks awesome.
Dining in space. That looks unbelievable.
That one is probably one of my biggest loves of this one, which is that you're going to be eating in space and looking out these, I'm sure, LED windows that look like you're... And we just have been diving pretty deep into LED technology for another project, and the stuff you can do is absolutely insane. So if they're able to do this well, like they actually had when we went to them, like a mock-up of a fake window with glass in front of it and everything, and it is breathtaking. So if they're able to do this well, where you're essentially eating on a dock bay in space and you can see the astronauts floating by and everything, I'm all in. I think that's great. That's other than maybe some of these ones coming up for Star Wars, is probably my favorite announcements of this entire thing.
As soon as I can get a reservation, I'll make it.
Also, it was nice. Didn't know about it. Didn't hear anything about it. Had no idea. Didn't leak. I love it.
Well, that is the last.
Is that 11?
No.
That's 9, but we start moving towards a few random things. We should probably stop here if we're out of time, because we start to go into other theme parks and things that may take longer to discuss.
All right. Well, then that's going to do it for part 1 of our D23 coverage. And I think you can hear where I'm excited and where I'm very angry. That's going to do it for today's show. Hey, make sure you check out, because our Patreon viewers are watching right now. We appreciate each and every one of them. And we're going to revamp that Patreon group here soon with even more options or less options. We'll see what happens. And go to patreon.com/WW today to subscribe. It's $5 a month. You get almost at a week.
$5 a week, actually.
$5 a month.
We're going to give you a special deal right now. $5 a month.
$5 a month. You get an extra show each and every week that we do live and we interact. Plus, just more content like this. People are watching this live. So very cool. All right. Well, again, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm quitting Disney.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you on the next show. People do what people dare. Falling is just